Macmillan Audio presents You've Been Volunteered, a class mom novel by Lori Gelman. Read for you by me, the author. This book is dedicated to my parents, Ted and Barbara. They weren't here to see their daughter write a book, but they never for one second let me doubt that I could. A note to the fine folks of Kansas City. I have loved setting my books in your amazing city. I try to be as accurate as possible, but please forgive me when I do take poetic license for some things. This is a work of fiction, and sometimes I need to do it to advance the plot. Thanks for your understanding, and please, no more hate mail. 2. Parents of Mrs. Randazzo's third grade class. From Jay Dixon. Guess who's back? Date 8/28. Hello, my fellow third grade parents. Guess who's back? Back again. Jen is back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Thank you, Eminem, for that lovely introduction. Yes, I'm back, despite swearing they would have to drag my cold, dead body back into the PTA. And I'm just in time for hump year, that dreaded year smack dab in the middle of K through 5. I may need to get a therapy dog, what with all the excitement. I had a very nice year away from being class mom, thanks for asking, and I think we can all agree that Asami Chang did a great job flying solo last year. The fact that she now refuses to even discuss her experience on the job ever again says more about you than her. You've all had me as class mom before, so I'm not going to bore you with the usual stuff, but below are the things you really do need to know. My birthday is still April 18th. I have switched to Smoothie King in an effort to lessen my need to calf up, so any ex parte meetings will no longer be held at the Starbucks near school. Oh, and I'm going to be grumpy as hell. Read the school's blankety-blank email. It's still my way or the highway. Nothing has changed. Did I miss anything? Oh, yeah. Curriculum night is October 11th. I'll be soliciting for food and drinks very soon. As always, response times will be noted. See you next Tuesday, Jen Dixon. P.S. Our teacher, Mrs. Randazzo, would like you to answer the following questions about your kiddos and get them back to her ASAP. I personally think it's none of her damn business, but whatever. Her email is wrandazzo@wht.edu. Questions. 1. In what way has your child changed the most in the last year? 2. What would constitute a successful third grade year for your child? What do you most want him or her to learn? 3. What out-of-school commitments does your child have? Are you happy with the amount of time that he/she spends on extracurricular activities? 4. Is there anything else I should know about your child? Chapter 1. I stare at my computer screen and ponder my email. Is it too short? Too kind? Too sincere? Normally, I wouldn't give a royal rip, but we have a new PTA president starting this year. I haven't met her yet, but she sent out a note saying she wants to be copied on all class parent emails. This fact alone has me at DEFCON 3. Smells like a micromanager to me. Nina would have never wasted her time on that crap. Sadly, Nina is no longer PTA president, nor is she living in Kansas City. My best friend in the world now calls Tennessee home. She moved to Memphis with my former trainer Garth and her daughter China in June, shortly after it was named the fattest city in the U.S. for like the 100th time. The mayor decided to start a Cut the Fat citywide health initiative, and Garth was recruited through one of his Wounded Warrior buddies to develop a middle school program. It was an easy move for Nina. She can run her web design business from anywhere. And China was more than happy to start high school in a new city after her less than stellar middle school years, poor baby. But all their change and excitement has left me without my best friend, my kick-ass trainer, and a great babysitter. And everyone knows how hard it is to find a great babysitter. Returning as class mom would be so much easier if Nina was still living here, especially since she was the one who once again convinced me to jump back into the thankless cesspool. Just do it. You know you miss it, she said on our latest phone call.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?